honoring God's word is honoring God, because God's word is eternal. All else will pass away. Not one jot of God's word will. His word will go throughout eternity. That's why it's important for us on planet Earth to start learning it, listening to it. The power in His word. The power in His voice. There is such tremendous power in abiding in Christ. For He said, when you abide in Me, I will abide in you. He said, I'm going to be a part of you because you've chosen to be a part of Me. What a family. What a tie. The type of love that cannot be broken. The type of love that is always understood. Jesus loves me despite myself. Do you ever notice on yourself that sometimes you're just not very friendly? Do you ever notice sometimes you're grouchy, snappy? Huh? Do you know God loves you right through all of it? Do you know God recognizes it? Because He walked on earth so He could experience all emotions. But He also sees to the heart. And there's where the abiding comes in. Abide is to endure without yielding to outside influence. To endure without yielding. Now, I'm abiding in Christ, Christ in me. Outside influences are trying to pull us away from that abiding love. The love of Christ within us, taking up His abode within us. But He told us this. But He also tells us, listen to this, in John 15, verses 4 and 5. Abide in Me, Jesus says, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you. Unless you abide in Me. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in Me and I in him bears much fruit. For without Me, you can do nothing. Why do we pray during wartime? All the broken times. Because we know that we can't win any situation in our life unless Christ is involved in our life. And when we know that as Christians, why is it so easy for us to so often move away from that abiding power that Christ has given us? To abide, it's not just taking up residence. It's just not being in Christ. It's remembering what He has told us. It's to obey Him. Obey is a synonym for abide. Look at the synonyms that I've put up for you. That's only a small portion. To obey. To observe. I mean, there's power in abiding. When you obey Christ, observe what He did, stand by His word, stand by what you have observed in your own life, stand by obeying Him, uphold His teachings, His word. You stand there. Now you hear me? You stand there, even though you're shaking and trembling. You stand there. Even though you're fearful about what's coming next, what life is going to hand out to you, the emotion that you may have in the next breath, you stand there. God said, stand. And it's up to God to take care of the rest. It's up to God to give you the holy boldness to stand. Though you're shaken and trembling, though your legs won't move, though the fear of life has absorbed you, you stand there anyway. And when He says take a step, you go anyway. Though you're afraid, though you don't understand what the next step is going to bring, you take it because you know you're abiding in Christ and He's abiding in you. To trust does not mean I understand. To trust and obey lets me know there's no other way. Because I cannot be at peace. You will not find the peace you're looking for if you think that peace is going to come within your mind first. It will first come in your spirit. And you'll stand there saying, Lord, I'm waiting. And as you grow older in life, you can look back at your foolishness and realize all the times I was telling Jesus I'm waiting, He was working. I didn't recognize His work in my life. I didn't recognize His work in the brokenness that I've just felt. I didn't recognize it was Him working in the physical pain that I'm going through. I didn't realize that He was working through the thoughts of failure, the thoughts that each of us will have about why didn't I do that different? Why didn't I handle it another way? I quit. How many times have you heard that? How many times have we said it? I'm fed up. I've had enough. That's it. I'm out of here. I'm out. Where in the world are you going? You're sort of foolish like the people that have gone out looking for themselves. I'm going out to find myself. Well, I got a truck that's got big mirrors. You can use a mirror to look in there. There you are. You don't have to go that far. I got to go throughout in the world till I find myself. What are you going to do when you find yourself? Well, I found myself the other day, and boy, was I a mess. Stick around your friends. They'll let you know you're a mess right now. You don't have to go anywhere. But it's also the fact of life that God says, I realize you're hurting. That's why I'm abiding in you. When you see the pressures of life around you, I want you to know that I'm within you. That what's going on around you cannot control you, has no authority over you. It's what is in you that counts. And Larry, I'm in you. And that's what matters. I'm looking at you. I want you to uphold my abiding love within you. Larry, I want you to heed my word. Now, I know teenagers, you get aggravated with the adults around you in your life. But as you go older, you'll think, boy, I wished I'd have listened. I wished I had heeded that suggestion. I missed that chance to heed. The Lord says, it's still me inside of you. So abiding means to accept. Accept then the foolishness that you've been through in life. But you don't give in to it. I'll admit, but I will heed the word of God. Because of His abiding love within me, I acknowledge right now He's still there. We always will be. And when I walk out on the other side, I'm walking out with a smile on my face and a love in my heart. I'm going to greet all those that have gone on before me, and we're going to get together. We got a supper coming. We got that family get-together coming. You got family members you didn't even know you had in the family of God. And we are going to sing praises to Christ. Why not start now? Why not recognizing the hurt and the brokenness of where we are within this physical situation, that this is going to last for only a short time? Let us find peace with each other, happiness in one another, courage to face tomorrow because we have each other, knowing that we'll always have someone that'll be there for us. I said there's one thing worse than growing old, and I believe it with all my heart. It's growing old alone. You don't have to be alone. But I want it like it used to be. It'll never be like it used to be. But I got news for you. It's going to be better than it ever was one day, because those loved ones who know Jesus and you're going on, you're going to be with them again. And you get a supper time prepared by God. That's some good eating, people. And God will touch our life. He says, acknowledge me in you. That's exactly what abiding means. I'll never leave you, Larry. I'll never forsake you. I promise. You know what? He never has. And he never will. I don't walk through this world alone. My problems are not the largest and greatest problems that ever happened to anybody. And the main reason is an abiding love of Jesus Christ. You abide in me, and I in you. Why are you so happy, Christian? I got Jesus. I have abiding love, abiding power, abiding truth. Though I'm broken physically, I guarantee you that abiding Christ in you will drag you across the finish line. I'm going to finish. I may be beat and battered, broken and mangled. I'm finishing what God has called me to do. He called me to preach. I will preach His Word. If I have to look at a blank wall and preach. Do y'all remember the old days down in E-Town? Or in your community, wherever it may have been? I'd go down there as a kid. I always wanted to go down when there was a pancake lunch that what Lions Club would have downtown by J.J. Newberry's. A snotty-nosed kid, I didn't have anything. My mom worked all the time. My daddy was dead. So I'm going around and I'm looking for a pancake and a sausage. And I'd eat those. And I look back now and I realize something. That's some good stuff for a kid that was hungry. Jesus loves me. This I know. And as He would look, He always takes care of His children. So the supper time that I'm going to, I don't know whether the pancakes are going to be there or not. And it might be a lot of Christians that belong to the Lions Club there. But I'm going to acknowledge that my Lord loves me. Says when you watch it ringing in it. God says, I want you to listen. I want you to understand. I want you to know and I want you to acknowledge how much that I truly love you. And I want you to respect. That's what abide means. To respect. I want you to respect that I am in you. And when I respect that Christ is in me, I expect Him to do wonders through me. He will feed you. He will feed you. He will lift you up. He'll make sure you have clothes on your back. You may not have a dime in your pocket, but I have a risen Savior that says, I'll send somebody around you that does. And you remember what Jesus would tell them? I have many people in this town. I have flock you know not of. I will take care of my children. I'll send someone. They'll get a pancake and a sausage. I'll send somebody to make sure. Kindness. That's what abiding is about. The kindness that only Jesus can give. The type of love that you respect and adhere to. Glue yourself to it. Adhere to it. Abide means to adhere. Jesus is going to stick with me. I need to make certain I stick with Him. It's not what I see around me that should ever control me. That is what Jesus says He sees in my future. But more than that, in the future of those children that don't think they have a chance in life, that see no hope because they have no one to on their behalf to abide with them. Jesus says, I'm here. Abide in me. and I in you. Do I have a heart for children? You all know I do. You're just learning a little bit about why I guess such a heart. But it's a heart that Christ has given me. You got it too. You know when he touches you and he says to you, you be the skin I need to minister to that kid, to that adult, to that elderly that feels so alone. You be the skin that I need to represent me, because I have called you for that purpose. What an honor to be called by Almighty God to deliver his word. Why would you or I dare back away from that? I read the book. I know the ending. I know who's already won. And I'm on that team. We're winners. Expect to see the glory of God, for he has already come within us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I praise your holy name and giving you thanks, dear Lord God, for the blessings of life, the joy of salvation, for a truth that only you can give. Help us, Father, that we might help one another. Help us, Father, to always see the pain that's around us, not to run from it, but to be there to help someone that is in need. Give us such a heart that can only come from you and by you. Let your will, dear Heavenly Father, be a part of all that goes on in our life, and that your peace shall surround us in Jesus' name. Amen.